come home, which was really nice. I suppose maybe people, because I think if you're a man, especially, sometimes the police assume you're drunk because you're incoherent and falling about the place. But it's surprising how you can cope, really. I've never actually collapsed. I've always managed to be able to cope somehow. I don't know if it's willpower. It can't be willpower because it's a physical thing, isn't it? But I never really understand why I don't get carted off to hospital. Because if you are having a hypo and you're physically incapable of getting any sugar, you'd think you'd go into a coma, wouldn't you? But I never have. Even that time I was unconscious for hours, I just came round from it. And I felt terrible, but I wasn't in a coma. And I'd obviously got concussion because I'd got a bruise on my head and I was violently sick when I came round. So I don't think I'd been in a coma. And I asked the doctor once why I didn't, and he didn't know. So I don't know if there's a certain number of people who just don't go into them. Because apparently your liver produces sugar, doesn't it? So maybe I've got a very efficient liver, I don't know. But it's very useful because being on my own, it was difficult when my parents were alive, especially my mother, because I used to have to get up in the night to her and put her on the commode and that sort of thing. And I do remember sometimes feeling so bad, I was sort of leaning against the bed and wondering how I was going to manage it. But then again, I just did it. I don't know how I did it. I think God was good to me. He just helped me to cope somehow. And I just did it.
Is it a worry to you living on your own?
Not at all, no. I wouldn't like it if I was with anybody, I don't think, because as I say, I don't like it to impact on anybody else. I don't like to worry anybody else. I must say, when I'm having these bad ones, when I feel weird, it would be nice to have a friendly hand to hold then. But you can't just have a friendly hand for half an hour and then, and I cope anyway. Because it's better, really, because if you're feeling really grotty and all you want to do is curl up in a ball, you can do that if you're on your own. Whereas, like, if I'm at my brother's or something, I have to put a brave smile on and pretend everything's all right. So, overall, I think it's better being on your own. But I suppose if you've always been used to having somebody there, you probably prefer that, don't you?